PL1318.
QST, 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 this is Jim, Kilo Foxtrot 6, Hotel, Hotel X-Ray, at control for the Santa Barbara Amateur Radio Club Net. This is an informal net, which means every Wednesday night, all radio amateurs are invited to participate. Please check in with your call sign only. I will call the net by using the first letter of your call sign suffix. When I acknowledge your call, please respond with your full call, your name, and your location. Let me know at this time if you have an announcement for the net. We are linked to the 224-08 repeater on the Cobra Peak. Please wait a second after keying your mic before beginning to speak to allow the repeater to key up. SBARC maintains a webpage, http://www.sbarc.org. You can find extensive information about the club, including contact information, projects, announcements, and the online newsletter key clicks. And great photographs. The topic this week is food and restaurants. We'd like to hear what your favorite restaurants are and what you have to say about them. And maybe you can let me know if you know a good restaurant in, say, Carpinteria. Or you can bring up your own question, too. Once again, this is KF6HHX. I'm just about to start the Santa Barbara Amateur Radio Club Wednesday Night Net. Once again, this is Jim, KF6HHX, asking, first of all, if there are any announcements, and I have a short one for the net, but any other announcements for the net this evening? Come down, please. Nothing heard so far. This weekend, Saturday, Santa Barbara Amateur Radio Club is hosting the Santa Barbara Chardonnay 10-mile 5K run for 2016. The run will start, our net will start at 7 o'clock and run until about noon. There's one open station at Milpas. If anybody else wants to try to get in, it's a nice event, it's a calm event. It's right here in town, so it's easy to get to. So if you're interested, give Rick Whitaker a call, KG6DLB, at 805-451-3436. 805-451-3436. I'm now going to call for check-ins, and let's listen first for those whose call sign suffix begins with the letter A through H, Alpha through Hotel. Come now, please. Nothing heard. Let's listen for those call sign suffixes. calling now for those with call sign suffixes from beginning the letters Alpha through Oscar, A through O. Come now, please.
Kilo call 6, November Romeo Whiskey.
TG6NRW, Bruce, I hear you. Welcome and good evening.
Good evening. I'm not even sure which net this is. Is this the club net or swap net?
This is the club net. The swap net will commence at 8 p.m., same frequency.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, we're going to be goofing off out here in the garage for a bit, so I thought I'd turn it on, and I missed the news, so oh well. Carry on. We'll be on the side here and listening. KG6NRW.
Okay, Bruce, thanks for that. We'll be listening for you. This is Jim, KF6HHX. Listening now for those with call sign suffixes beginning with Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Come now, please.
Good evening, Jim, K6RQ Eagle Eta.
Kilo 6, Quebec Delta Mobile.
Okay, Michael and Mike, good evening, guys.
Go ahead, Mike, since you're mobile, this is K6RQV.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Jim. Not much to say, just on my way home from the harbor. Everything's good. Michael, go ahead, pick it up.
Okay, K6RQV, Galita, thank you for hosting tonight, Jim. It's definitely appreciated, and I'll turn it back over to you, K6RQV.
Thank you, Michael, and Mike, good to hear from you. Glad to hear everything is working smoothly also at the Harbor QD. So I just thought I would maybe get a conversation going about food and restaurants tonight. So if you have an interest, feel free. I encourage you, in fact, to chime in. So let's see if we've got anybody else, and then we'll start. I'll just throw out some of my own comments. This is KF6HHX in Santa Barbara Amateur Radio Club, Wednesday.net, listening for any other stations who wish to respond. Come now, please.
Kilo 6, Victor, Quebec, November. Name is Kat, location Ventura. Thanks for doing the net tonight, Ken.
Okay, thank you, Kat. I've heard you on the air many times. This is the name here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. So we're having a good evening, I think. So, Kat, good to hear from you. And yeah, from Oxnard, right?
No, sir. I'm from Ventura. Sorry for getting your first name incorrect. This is Kat, East Ventura, K6VQN. Back to net.
Gotcha, Kat. Okay, thanks for that that correction. And let's see, anybody else? Well, maybe somebody else will pop in as we go along here. I was struck by something somebody had said before about a restaurant. There had been some casual conversation about the new Taco Bell, which has popped up here in Goleta near Fairview on Carriel, and the old one, which was at Fairview and Carriel, has closed now. So the new one is has a big fancy front to it. I've walked through it. I haven't been in there yet. And I thought people have had a few comments about it, so we'll see what happens. But there are other places. Some people prefer, fast food takeout places. Some people prefer to go in and sit down and have a nice meal, even an expensive meal maybe once in a while if you can afford it, just to see what it feels like. And I wanted to find out specifically if anybody has comments about where in, say, for example, Carpinteria, might there be a good place to eat? And Kat, I know that you're in Ventura. I've eaten a few times at different places, usually in shopping centers, on the way through. But you may have some comments about that. So I'm just going to cruise back here. And I think, Bruce, KG6NRW, I think you're maybe listening with one ear. Do you have any comments, Bruce? Over.
Well, My comment is they don't let me out much, but what I want to know is if it's the same franchise as the Milpas and Hollister. Same franchise as the Hollister and Fairview Taco Bell, which it used to be, and out of Lompoc, the franchise is, because that means they're spending a lot of money changing that baby over to a new facade and all that building that they're doing. Anyway, I'll continue monitoring Kilo Golf 6, November Romeo Whiskey.
Okay, Bruce, and I don't have the answer to that at all. And there have been some comments about the new one, because it is quite a fancy facade. It's been described by various people as looking like the front end of a blimp hangar, or maybe a religious temple, something like that. It's very fancy, and obviously they spent a bundle on all the little knickknacks and what do you call them, curlicues and filigrees, and that's not the word I want, but you know, little stuff where you have to add on. It takes the carpenters and the masons time to do all that stuff, so that's gone in there. And I don't know if it's the same franchise or not. A break. There's another one. Well, yeah, there's another one at I don't know about the other one downtown at Milpas. The Taco Bell is, what am I thinking? Oh, I'm getting Taco Bell and, yeah, Taco Bell. Taco Bell's the other one, which was completely demolished, flattened. It became nothing but splinters. Only the signs left. And that was about 100 yards away around the corner on Fairview. One day it was just gone. The rumor is that it's going to be rebuilt. So the restaurant people must feel it's worth investing and getting some more customers in there. It could be a good thing for the future. Every once in a while I go into Taco Bell. It's always a convenient thing, and we have different modes here in the family for getting our food, usually in the evening break.
PL1318.
And one of them is some nights when all bets are off and it's pretty desperate, it's just buzz over to Taco Bell because it's quick. I don't know how nutritious it is. It's probably got some good calories and some protein in there and stuff. So we can, and it's quick and it tastes good to me. So I can't complain about that. This is Jim KF6 HHX Santa Barbara Amateur Air Club Wednesday Night Net. Listening now for comments on restaurants and food. Do people eat because it feels good, because they need to fuel up, or just because it's fun? I don't know. If you have ideas, I'd love to hear them. Come now, please.
I'm just about at my destination, so I'm going to jump in, Jim. Okay.
Okay.
This is Mike, K6QD Mobile. Well, my favorite restaurant in Santa Barbara is Bouchon. A little on the pricey side, but I feel it's worth it. The food is outstanding, and I highly recommend it. As far as carp is concerned, a good restaurant there is Zuckers, Zukers. It's on the far eastern end of Carp on the main street that runs north-south, and it's always a good meal. If you want a good breakfast or lunch, go to Reynaldo's Mexican Bakery. It's on the cross street. I guess it's Linden. Good food, very good pastries, and very inexpensive. Those are my 2 cents worth. Back to net, K6QD Mobile.
Thank you, Mike. That's good to hear. Once again, K6QD and the group, this is KF6HHX. Got that. Zucker's and Ronaldo's. And one thing that makes me think about the Carpinteria is sometimes when I'm down there helping out with the Carpinteria Triathlon, you walk down there along down the last part of Linden, and it's this beautiful morning, Everybody's out. There are all these healthy people around. Some people are stopping by and having a cup of coffee and some breakfast in the coffee shops along there. It just looks so idyllic. Well, maybe it's not, but it looks that way. It looks like it will be a very pleasant experience. So, okay, Michael, thank you for that. I got them down. Zucker's and Ronaldo's. So I'll be taking my YL down there, and we'll check it out. Thank you again.
Question.
Go question.
Yeah, KG6NRW. Does anybody know about the new Jane restaurant out at Camino Real Marketplace?
Yes, it's also quite good.
Okay, thank you, Mike and Bruce for the comment. Sounds quite good, so we'll try that out. It's Jane's, Juliet Alpha November Echo, is that right?
QSL, Jane is the name.
Got it, thank you, Jane is the name. Okay, so that's another place to look at. There are a couple places out there that were nice to come in. We can make a night out of it if we go to a movie, which we do once in a while, but not too very often. It's nice to come out and have a nice dinner after the movie, or have dinner and go into the movie. I like the way that what was once just an empty field with weeds and grass is now a nice civilized place. Yeah, I know the population goes up and there's more traffic and whatever, but it works for me. So there we are. This is KF6HHX in Santa Barbara Amateur Radio Club Wednesday night, man. KF6RQV, Michael, do you have any comments, sir?
Yeah, I was just thinking, pardon me, we don't go out to eat that much. My wife makes amazing food, so I'm kind of spoiled that way, but we do go out. I like on the corner of State and Macumbra, Chuck's Steakhouse in Hawaii. Telephone tech for Verizon turned me on to it. He said when he got here, fine. In the late 60s, he moved into the apartments up the street and had the window open one summer evening and said, "What is that amazing smell?" So he went down there and been going there ever since. And I don't think they've redecorated since then, but it's good food. Of course, steaks mostly, but they do know how to make them. As far as a greasy spoon for breakfast, I like the little hole in the wall on in Goleta Old Town called Alfie's. You can't go wrong. Let's see, there's a place down that we like to go in Aurora Hills. I can't remember the name of it, but my wife would know the name of all of these restaurants that we frequent, but unless I'm frequenting them every month or so, I tend to forget their names if they're out of town. So. But other than that, that's kind of it. We will go over to, I'm ashamed to even say it, Costco, grab a Costco dog at lunch, if it's just fast. But other than that, I've taken my lunch with me, good grief, for 25 years now. And be amazed how much money you save. So back to you, Jim, K6RQV.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that, Michael. Yeah, I've been to Chuck's, and I like it. We've been there for special occasions because it's a little fancier than the places we usually go, but not horribly expensive. And, yeah, it's got a nice atmosphere. I like it. And, of course, I've been to Alfie's. Well, we've been there for breakfast a few times. And even a long time ago, I think the realtor, when we were looking for a house many, many, many years ago, the realtor took us by there. I think maybe he owned the place or something. He was trying to show it off. But yeah, it's a nice spot. And Agoura Hills, yeah, we'll see that on the way through. We don't travel as much down there as we used to, but that's good to hear. Chuck's and Alfie's. Good. Thank you. I'm going to go. And Costco. Well, of course, we've had many Costco pizzas because they're relatively inexpensive compared to other places, and they're relatively quick to get and just. You know, you phone in your order, and you go back in there and you pay for it, carry them out, and it's great. So I'm happy with that. They taste good. Going next. Oh, once again, this is Jim KF6HHX in San Barbara, Hampshire, Radio Club 169. K6VQN, Cat. K6VQN, Cat. How are you doing there in Ventura? Tell us what's up tonight, over.
Well, K6VQN, I'm enjoying listening to the net. When my husband and I, KK6VQO, were up at Santa Barbara, we went to the Santa Barbara Electronics store, and in that same shopping center, there was Woody's Barbecue, which was a fabulous restaurant. We enjoyed having lunch there very much.
Oh, yeah, thank you for that, Kat. Yeah, there is Woody's, and I have been there many times, and it's an enjoyable place, too. Very casual with the sawdust on the floor. The kids can't get into too much trouble, so that's a nice place. We like that. They can handle a lot of people there at the same time. So that was an enjoyable experience all the times I've been there at Woody's. And one time, actually, maybe it was a previous restaurant, Flivver or something like that, there was a huge lightning strike. All the lights went out. So then the restaurant had to figure out what to charge people and how they're going to collect their money. Go ahead, Kat, if you have any more comments.
Well, that must have been pretty amazing. But if any of you hams get down Ventura Way, the restaurant I would recommend would be Danny's on Telegraph Road. It's a deli. They have big containers of dill pickles on the table, and it's just a really nice restaurant, really friendly staff, locally owned. K6VQN, back to Nat.
Got it. Thank you, Kat. Danny's in Ventura on Telegraph Road. I'm just making this dead air. I'm writing. I'm taking notes here as fast as I can, so we'll get our list together for the next time we're out. Yeah, that's another nice, yes, good. I'm glad to have it. So I'm building up a list here. So if my wife's looking for a place to have dinner and we're away from home a little bit, that could be a good thing to do. I must say, I would have to say, in truth, my wife's an excellent cook. But she doesn't cook every night, and some weeks are longer than others. So that's fine by me.
PL1318.
Well, that's why I always keep a frozen pizza in the freezer, Ken. I mean, Jim, K6VQN.
Yeah, that sounds like a good backup step. I don't think we got a lot of stuff in the freezer. I don't think there's a pizza in there, but yeah, it's good to have a backup plan where you can pop something out and heat that baby up, and you're good to go. Over. Oh, this is Jim, KF6HHX with the Santa Barbara Amateur Radio Club Wednesday Night Net. Anyone else who wishes to join the net, come now, please. Nothing heard, but we're still kicking. One place that hasn't been mentioned yet, which I know many hams know about here locally, is Cody's Restaurant. And there are actually two versions of Cody's. One is in the shopping center near the Bonds.